I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm Spartacus.
No more hangar.
I'm trying to use the phone.
Forget Spartacus. It's Movie Friday here at The Takeaway with Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, along with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hi, John.
So it's all about Riddick, right? That's the big blockbuster this weekend, sort of the last real weekend of the summer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen, first of all, to Vin Diesel coming back in this franchise.
Grant any last wishes? I was referring to you.
Not that the chains aren't a hot look, but no. Not in front of all these good guys.
What if I killed all of them first?
Sultry superheroes. What do you think, Rafer?
You know, I was not really that familiar with this whole franchise, which started with Pitch Black about a decade ago.
Which people liked.
Chronicles of Riddick, the second one, not quite much, but... I really got a kick out of this movie. You have to put up with a lot of nonsense, including dialogue such as we just heard. But I think once it kicks in and gets going, it really taps into its inner 13-year-old boy and just runs with it. I think it's pretty well made, some great effects. I really enjoyed it.
High intensity, macho.
It's well made pulp.
Kristen's got to love this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It was awful. And I think part of the problem might be I don't have an inner 13-year-old boy in me. I don't have that in me. The first half of the movie, I just have to explain here. Riddick is trapped on a foreign planet that's very hostile. There are creatures that want to kill him. And the first half of the movie, he's just by himself trying to survive with all these CGI characters. And it's like a really, really, really bad CGI version of Castaway. And then the second half of the movie, he is...
Castaway, though. That's interesting.
He's fighting these bounty hunters. And the bounty hunter fighting second half of the movie is like every awful horror movie you've ever seen, only a lot worse. I did not enjoy any of this movie. And Rafer, I'm so shocked that you liked this. This was terrible.
Vin Diesel, though, any Hugh Jackman did you detect Diesel?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No Oscars for Vin Diesel.
No
I'm sorry.
Oscars for Vin Diesel.
He'll take the money.
So, Riddick, yeah, definitely. All right. So, Kristen, I suspect you probably were a little more enthusiastic about the J.D. Salinger biopic.
Absolutely.
All right, listen.
The works that no one's seen... I do know he's been working all these years because probably the second time I'd ever been allowed in his study, he very proudly showed me a set of files where a red dot meant this is ready to go upon my death. A green dot meant this needs editing.
A lot of reveals there. J.D. Salinger's daughter, Margaret, talking about how, you know, maybe she had a slightly troubled relationship with her dad, but also about these new manuscripts that are actually going to be published.
Yeah. So this documentary delves into the big secret. What was J.D. Salinger doing during all of those years when he was in seclusion in New Hampshire in his cabin? He was hugely popular after Catcher in the Rye, and then he just pretty much disappeared off the face of the earth. And we see what he's been doing. And I don't want to be a spoiler here, but we learn every single thing that had the red dot and the green dot that she just referred to. Which books after he dies are ready for publication, what the titles of those books are, the summaries of those books. And I'd say for Salinger fans, the big reveal is going to be totally worth it. But if you're not a Salinger fan, and even if you are, you might find some of this documentary a little sloppy, a little choppy. Sometimes it feels more like a fan movie than an actual investigation. So it's got its flaws, but it's worth it for the big reveal, I'd say.
All right. So finally, in theaters now, but on its way to popular culture, The Ultimate Life.
The 12 gifts that your grandfather taught you, any idea where they came from?
No.
Well, you're about to find out. He had kept the journal from the time he was 15. Maybe you can find something from his past to help you here in the present.
Schmaltz, directly for you.
Oh, so schmaltzy. And you know I love schmaltz. This is a movie directed by Michael Landon Jr. It's inspirational. It's kind of a Steps for Highly Successful People sort of movie. And this is also going to be released directly to the Hallmark Channel later this year. And I'd say wait for the Hallmark Channel. Just sit on the couch and watch it with some popcorn.
How did I miss this one?
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. They are the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John. You too.
We'll be right back.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.